As we prepare to hear God's word proclaimed through the sermon, will you hear now a reading of God's word from the prophet Ezekiel? The hand of the Lord came upon me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the middle of a valley, and it was full of bones. And he led me all around them, and there were very many lying in the valley, and they were very dry. And he said to me, "Mortal, can these bones live?" And I answered, "O Lord God, you know." And then he said to me, "Prophesy to these bones and say to them, 'O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord.' Thus says the Lord God to these bones, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. I will lay sinews on you and will cause flesh to come upon you and cover you with skin and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord." So I prophesied as I had been commanded, and as I prophesied, suddenly there was a noise, rattling, and the bones came together, bone to its bone. And I looked, and there were sinews on them, and flesh had come upon them, and skin had covered them, but there was no breath in them. And then he said to me, "Prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, mortal, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live." So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and they stood on their feet, a vast multitude. And then he said to me, "Mortal, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They say, 'Our bones are dried up and our hope is lost. We are cut off completely.' Therefore, prophesy and say to them, 'Thus says the Lord God, I am going to open your graves and bring you up from your graves, O my people. And I will bring you back to the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord when I open up your graves and bring you up from your graves, O my people. I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live. I will place you on your own soil, and then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken and will act, says the Lord." This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Reverend Ashley. I have a question for each of you. How great is our God? Oh, that didn't sound awesome at all. I'm 5'2". The pulpit gives me about 10 more inches. Let's try this again. How great is our God? Our God is awesome. We serve an awesome, living God. Let us pray together. Lord, only you know. Amen. Sometimes prayer just needs to be that simple. Amen. Wow, what a week I've had. I want to thank you for the hospitality, the Facebook messages, the text messages, the phone calls, the drop-ins, and for reminding me of your names without me having to ask. I am surrounded by a gifted team of faithful and committed servants to this church and even more to God. I am grateful to Shirley, our pastoral assistant, who has not only kept me on time, but kept me in line. All in my first week. Shirley is my new shero. Shirley is a shero for real. I've had a lot of homework this week. Remember when you were in school, for some of us who are still in school, summer reading, math homework, That's me this week. I've gone back to school learning our vision to be a vibrant, fruitful congregation, changing lives and reshaping futures for Jesus Christ. I have witnessed our mission to bring Christ to people and people to Christ, and I am grateful to be standing in this sacred space where pastors and saints just like you have paved the way. Because today is God's promise of new life. Leading up to this moment, it has brought me back to a song that I grew up hearing on Schoolhouse Rock. Yes, I'm dating myself. But this song tickles my inner third grader. It's a simple song featured in the 1964 show, The Munsters. And every once in a while, I'll hear a child singing it. It is a song which was used to help children to remember the rudimentary parts of the human skeleton. And in the 1920s, it was a traditional African-American spiritual, and it's based on the book of Ezekiel. And like me, some of you may know this song. It's called Dim Dry Bones. One verse says the leg bone's connected to the knee bone, and the knee bone's connected to the thigh bone, and the thigh bone's connected to the hip bone. Dim bones, dim what? Dry bones. This song is from the imagery from which our passage is based, giving us the vision of an army of bones miraculously coming together. This image is a metaphor for the dryness that occurs when a community has been cut off from its resources. It is a contemporary representation of the walkers from The Walking Dead and the whites from Game of Thrones. This passage is about the dialogue and the vision, the action and the relationship between the creator of the universe and us as the created. It is about a barren community and is typically referred to as the Valley of Dry Bones. This story is one of my favorites since childhood. And this morning, in the midst of this hopeless valley, rises God's promise of new life. God's promise of new life. I love crime-related dramas and television shows, and one particular show that fascinates me is called Bones. Some of you may be familiar with this show. Its series is in syndication, and it ended wrapped up in a nice little neat package. Bones is a show that chronicles in a very entertaining way the real-life story of forensic anthropologist Kathy Reichs. She assists in identifying individuals whose remains are decomposed or otherwise unrecognizable. Many of the Bones episodes I witnessed ended where justice was administered and victims were identified. This morning, God is our forensic anthropologist, ready to identify and give life to the skeletons in our community and in our closet, because there is a promise of new life. The prophet Ezekiel, whose name means strengthened by God, was destined to speak life and restoration in the midst of a tragic situation. His exiled Jewish brothers and sisters had suffered during the Babylonian War, and verse 11 tells us that they were lost. There were lost, hopeless people who felt completely cut off from God. See, Ezekiel was placed in the middle of this valley and asked a preposterous question. Mortal, can these bones live? And he replies back, O Lord, in our prayer, only you know. See, Ezekiel has a front row seat to a God who has the power to resurrect life into any dead circumstance. Contemporarily speaking, these dry bones are not a metaphor or an allegory for skeletal remains. They reflect the many crises facing our neighbors, our schools, and our community. They are reflected in the streets that I have been driving by and that I have passed on my way here to worship. See, these dry bones are evident when we hear the suicide rate among our teenagers. And we, as the body of Christ, are called by God with grace and love to recognize these dry bones and speak life into those dark places, because in God there is a promise of new life. God has strategically placed Ezekiel in the middle of this valley. And like so many of us, with eyes to see, hope in our hearts, with ears to hear and time to share, we too are called by God to be difference makers in the hope of the world. Today, right now, we are living in the midst of a valley of dry bones. The word bone is mentioned over 10 times in this passage. Verse 1 begins this pattern. The hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. Etsem is the Hebrew word for bones. In the first verse, etsem refers to our everyday understanding of the word, clearly defined as human skeletal remains. However, in the rest of the passage, when etsem or bones is referenced, it takes on a slightly different meaning. The passage is no longer talking about skeletal remains. It is not reminiscent of the Dem Bones song. Etsem in this passage means self. It means essence. It means substance. It means strength. And it also means life. See, this valley was filled with real people, the Israelites, not skeletons with real problems and real issues. They were very much alive, but living a hopeless life. Their dry bones were a people who had lost their sense of self, their essence of being, their substance and their strength to move forward. And how do we know this? Because in verse 11, they said, our hope is gone. I believe that God, through Ezekiel, in this dry bones message, is sending a message for us, for you, and for me, that we are called to stand as the body of the church in the midst of this city, in the midst of prosperity and poverty, as God's people, poised with purpose to hear the lament that we are hopeless and we need God. Our bones, our etsem, our life, our essence, our sense of self, our strength, our hope is gone. But in Christ, our hope is not gone. And we are called to be those people bringing the hope to those in need. There are two sets of dry bones that exist, the ones which affect us personally and the ones that infect like a disease in our communities. Sometimes we have a tendency to pay attention to the ones most closest to us and ignore and neglect the other. But at this point, with the Holy Spirit using us, we are called to journey with the people who need us the most, those who are without hope. This hope, our hope, only comes from the promise of new life by bringing the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. See, the hope in this text is that God resurrects lives from the death of sin, and with the Holy Spirit leads and guides us into a life of righteousness. See, as we share the good news of the gospel, God has given each of us the breath of life filled with vision and purpose. See, I don't have all the answers, but I do know that there is a promise of new life in Christ. A promise of new life even in the midst of this pastoral transition. See, it is through the Spirit or breath of God that gives each of us life. Life from God is a promise to any barren and dry valley full of bones. God says in verse 5, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. So I am standing here a little bit taller to let you know that God is our forensic anthropologist, ready to identify and bring healing to any situation. God is the one who restores and rejuvenates. God is the one who says in verse 12, I'm going to open your graves and bring you up from them. God is the one that says, I'm going to bring you out alive. With God, all things are possible. This is the promise of new life. These bones in the valley needed the breath of God to be poised with purpose. We are that breath of God, poised with God's purpose to make a difference in God's world. So hear the word of the Lord. Breath will enter into you, and flesh will come upon you, and through me you shall live, because I will bring you out alive. Let us break down our old framework and perceptions of what we should be doing, and answer the call of God and go out and do what God calls us to do. Be the life and breath of Jesus Christ. I will open up your graves and bring you out from them. I will bring you out alive. We are that community that is poised with purpose, that is poised with hope, that is poised with love, that is poised with encouragement because of our love for God. So we should go out and spread the good news of this gospel, where we work together to do the work of a living God. We are the body of Christ, poised to do good works because of him. Let us pray. Gracious God, you are more than enough. May we take this opportunity where we go to your table of grace to remember that you are more than enough. And that through your grace and through your love and through each of us, we bring the promise of new life because of your Holy Spirit. Use us for your glory. Open our hearts to receive, so that we may go out and be the body of Christ. In Christ's name we do pray, and the church said, Amen.